HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Indian-American Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal has said the US had a moral responsibility to help India in its fight to defeat the raging pandemic in the country. New coronavirus cases and deaths in India hit a record daily high on Thursday after 4,12,262 new infections and 3,980 fatalities were reported, taking the total tally of COVID-19 cases to 2,10,77,410 and the death toll to 2,30,168. The situation in India is dire. Hundreds of thousands of new COVID cases are confirmed every day, there are no hospital beds open or oxygen supply left, and people are tragically dying before they can even get to a doctor, Jayapal, the first and only Indian-American in the US House of Representatives, said. As a war of words began over Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren's tweet where he accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of only doing his Mann Ki Baat during a telephone conversation, Union Health Minister Harshvardhan on Friday said the Chief Minister should concentrate on fighting against the pandemic, not Prime Minister Narendra Modi. While making a statement on the Prime Minister of the country, he must not forget that the pandemic should be addressed by a joint effort of the centre and the state government. Taking out the rage on Prime Minister Modi while trying to conceal your failure is condemnable, the health minister said in a strongly worded tweet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday thanked his Australian counterpart Scott Morrison for the country's support to India's fight against coronavirus disease, COVID-19. Spoke with my friend at Scott Morrison to thank him for Australia's solidarity and support for India's fight against the pandemic. We agreed on the importance of ensuring affordable and equitable access to vaccines and medicines, and discussed possible initiatives in this regard, Prime Minister Modi tweeted. Prime Minister Modi sought Australia's support for the initiative taken at the World Trade Organization by India and South Africa to seek a temporary waiver under trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, TRIPS, in this context, a statement read. On May 17 to the 18th, 2020, Chinese troops of the South Xinjiang Military District transgressed into areas of Kugren Nuala, a tributary of the Changkemo River, near Patrolling Point 15, north of Hot Springs, Patrolling Point 17 at Gugra and north of Pungong Tso. Nearly a year after the transgression at Kugrung and after 11 rounds of military dialogue, the military situation along the 3,488 km lack is largely stable, with China heavily investing in the construction of aircraft hangars to guard against Indian airstrikes and dramatically increasing connectivity to its last posts on the border through optical fiber cables, high-tech camera and surveillance radars. The only fully disengagement and de-escalation completed between two sides is at the Galwan River, and that too after the Indian Army refused to allow PLA to cross the patrolling point 14, resulting in bloody clashes that led to casualties on both sides. Kuwait has shipped 215 tons of liquid oxygen on 4 ships that are expected to begin arriving in India from Saturday and stands ready to provide up to 1,400 tons over the next 3 weeks to help address a severe shortage across the country. The Indian Navy has so far deployed 9 warships to ferry liquid oxygen containers, concentrators and medical supplies from different countries, and 3 of these vessels are bringing in oxygen from Kuwait. The 3 Indian Navy warships and a large commercial vessel are bringing in a total of 215 tons of medical liquid oxygen. They are set to begin arriving in ports in Mumbai and Gujarat from Saturday, Kuwaiti Ambassador Jassim Ibrahim Al-Nazim said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs. If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.